There is no question whiskey played an important, if not always positive, role in the history of the American West. The soon-to-be-published book by co-authors Jane Perkins and Sherry Monahan, Golden Elixir of the West, Whiskey and the Shaping of America, explains why. Five notable movements make up the settlement of the American West: early trailblazing, adventurous pioneers, mining, cattle era, and railroad expansion. Chapter by chapter, this book reveals whiskey's relationship and influence on all of them. Trappers and trailblazers learned early on how easily and completely the Native Americans became hooked on whiskey, and it became part of every negotiation. Adventurous pioneers relied on whiskey for enjoyment and medicinal purposes. Miners rushing into no man's land to claim their share of valuable mineral deposits often ended up spending what little they found on quenching their thirst at the local saloons. Cowboys could hardly sit around a campfire on a long cattle drive without a little something to take the edge off, and distillers depended on railroad expansion to distribute their product, and railroads depended on the businesses related to whiskey production to help pay for the expansion. I was impressed with the incredible amount of research done by the authors to illustrate whiskey's relationship to the West. First-hand stories from pioneers and descriptions of colorful characters and towns of the Wild West make the history come alive. The delivery of more technical information about actual processes and specific documentation of laws and regulations was clear and comprehensive. Believe it or not, local readers, our Utah Mormon pioneers were involved in this distillery business as well. You'll have to read Chapter 3 to find out why one of our Main Street bars is called O.P. Rockwell and what exactly is Valley Tan. Illustrations throughout the book include photocopies of historic documents and wonderful period photographs of saloons, Wild West towns, railroad operations, and political cartoons. By the last chapter, we see that whiskey in the West has come full circle, starting out being produced by small distillers, after the repeal of Prohibition, moving toward large production companies, and now moving back to small-batch artesian distilleries like High West, who focus on quality and innovation and a desire to educate the consumer. The book wraps with a collection of historic cocktail recipes, such as the Whiskey Punch served at Fort Bridger on the Oregon Trail. Golden Elixir of the West, Whiskey and the Shaping of America, will be published by the end of the month and will be on the shelf at the Park City Library. Author Jane Perkins will be the featured speaker at the Friends of the Park City Library luncheon on Tuesday, October 10th at Deer Valley's Silver Lake Lodge. Tickets are $36 and can be purchased at the Park City Library Circulation Desk. This is Barbara Brett's Friend of the Park City Library.